RTE2FM.
It is time for
Jen's friends.
Just friends.
And you look who's just walked in the door for my friends this week. A comedian Emma Dorn and singer Luke Thomas of the Swing Cats have joined me in studio to chat to us about some of the more interesting stories we discussed during the week. How are you, lads?
Great. Well, Friday energy. Friday
Well, you look like a big Friday.
I got a great tan in between the rain this week in particular. I'm feeling radiant.
I'm commenting on your clothes. You're wearing... Emma, would you like to do a nice description of what Luke is wearing today?
Yeah.
Stand up there. Okay.
He's wearing a pair of hot pants.
No. They're actually swimming
He's got the
shorts.
Legs out and they're only massive.
Well, he's got his massive, gorgeous, massive as in sexy legs out.
Yes.
He's got... which
pink
are...
sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Looks fantastic. Great colour on you.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah. It's
very bright. It's very bright.
I wore shorts the last time in December, so I said if I can't do it in the summer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, well, you look amazing. Emma, you could have done better.
Apologies. It's a visual medium, guys. Come on, it's Friday.
You look
it's
lovely, Friday. But you're not as bright. He's kind of taken
no.
over that. You know,
I'm a ginger, so once it starts raining, I'm back in my comfort zone.
The umbrella's out in the sun.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the summer, because on Monday we read that Bannon Tea can earn almost the equivalent of the average annual wage in just 10 weeks under new enticements to keep them working. And it got us talking about the Gael Talk, and we spoke on air with teachers and former students who shared their Irish college experience. I've never been to the Gael Talks. I don't think we could afford to go back in the day, and I don't think my mum would have trusted me.
Okay, for the 3 weeks.
You know what I mean? And just kept me around the house to, you know, do jobs. I think that's why I never went. But you both went.
I went. I loved it. We all went. Yeah.
And my daughter's definitely going. She's going to all of them all summer long.
Oh, yeah, it's a great experience. So me and all my mates from Santa Maria, some people call it Scanta, but anyway, right, we all headed off and it was fantastic. And the amazing thing was we went for 3 weeks and we managed to learn no Irish.
Amazing.
Whatsoever.
Great. So your mum was delighted about that.
Delighted. And packed the bag full of string tops, O'Neill's, the whole shebang. Yeah. Had all the looks ready. And I fell in love with this chap from Limerick. And I'd never met lads from places like exotic places like Limerick and stuff. So I was intrigued. Back, and it was your classic like Romeo and Juliet story, because nobody wanted us to be together, most of all him. That was really my type. If you didn't have any interest in me, I was mad for you. But what happened was he got sent home for getting caught speaking Irish.
Speaking English.
Get out.
I think it was three strikes and you're out, one.
Yeah.
And I remember, Scarlett, we're on the bus going somewhere and I ran off the bus to go and say goodbye to him, big dramatic, tears in my eyes. And then we had a reunion in Stephen's Green where we all met up. And I think that was kind of a bit Love Island-y because I defo smooched a good five or six of them.
But were you probably 14?
Pull that mic to you. Sorry.
Yeah, it was before the junior cert. By the time I was getting ready for my leaving cert, I was already pregnant, so I'd moved on a fair bit by then.
Mine was like Dirty Dancing. It was like there was no internet, there's no social media, so you don't know what's going on outside your own parish, so.
Where did you go?
I went out towards Connemara. So I got out there
and
was the soundtrack to Dirty Dancing, and you know, you just every Wednesday there was kind of there was a Kaylee, so you learn on Stacky Nora and Siege of Venice. But in my head it was now I've had and you're just like dum, 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 and you're just,
I just loved it.
Exactly, you know, and back then, back in the '90s, a caramel boy was quite exotic. So
You did well.
You know, it was different. It was a different time.
Did you learn any Irish? Luke?
I didn't. No. My Irish came from primary school, and that's my staple.
I'm the same. If you can talk in the past tense, I'm all about that. But if you start getting into other bits and bobs,
forget
about
it. For trying. You know what I mean? You did try.
Say what?
Yeah.
You did try, and you know.
I would encourage anyone to do it, though. It's brilliant, and just the interaction with different people your own age and different Irish, you know, different Irish people. It's just brilliant.
And you get to get off at loads of people.
Definitely gave it a fair old go.
You gave it a
good old
We were there
whack.
For 3 weeks, so yeah. I mean, everyone look, starts looking a bit more attractive.
They
anyway.
Do after, did, yeah, after the first couple. Well. Yeah. I'll try a different
remote.
Approach. Hold
Very
on.
Remote.
I love it. Okay, well, speaking of your younger selves, we spoke about haircuts that and hairstyles because David Beckham has revealed, you revealed during the week that out of all his hairstyles, the tips and everything, Emma, there's only one that he regrets.
Only one?
Yeah. Shocking. Which one do you think he regrets? I'll tell you. The cornrows, which he wore ahead of a meeting with Nelson Mandela in 2003. So he regrets that. Have you ever had any hairstyles that you regret? What did I regret? I had cornrows as well, but I was...
You did not.
I did. But I was...
You're getting in front of it now, are you?
Yeah. I'll show you a picture when
was
we go
it,
to a break.
Was it Moore Street or something you got them done?
I went to Africa on my holidays.
Oh.
Yeah, my sister worked for an airline and we were the only Irish people that went abroad for a holiday in the 80s.
Oh yeah,
we
I'd
went
say
to Africa
so.
And I got my cornrows in. But I was telling the lads, I got little kind of dreads down here and beads on the end. So every time I said no to anything, I'd get a headache.
They saw
seven.
You coming, didn't they?
I was seven.
And you loved it, yeah.
And as you, Emma, I'd be the same skin as you. So I got burnt in between.
No.
I'm just going to say, because I've done the thing of going away and getting braids and I want to take them out after 30 seconds because my scalp cannot handle the pressure.
Sun, either. You feel very exposed.
Well, you are exposed.
Well,
not feeling it.
Yeah.
The head is burning.
But you look lovely.
No. So he regrets that. I also did the Spice Girls, the Jerry Halliwell, the blonde bits in the red.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You definitely did. You did that one. Which Spice Girl hairdo did you take on?
Yeah, well, you see, I was struggling with being a redhead growing up because it wasn't the style. So when Jerry came out, I was mad for her, even though she was a fake redhead. But I did get I got a little bit of mileage out of that. I was getting it in the quarter, right, to be honest.
The tricolour on instead on outer winter.
Yeah, what I did was I was a fan of cutting my own hair. And there was this there was this thing at the time, and it's actually come back on TikTok. It's called a wolf cut. Oh. And the trick is that if you put your hair in a ponytail and you can kind of cut the end and you have this fantastic like layered look. So I tried that at home because they had it on Ricky Lake one afternoon. And my mum must have been working or something, and I got the scissors out and I did the first chop and it looked great. But then I got the taste of it and I couldn't help myself and I kept going and I ended up with a layered bob. And I had layers above my ears and my mouth had tidied up. And I had one of those hairdos for years where you have it in the tiniest ponytail, you know, like.
I had that.
And I have 1,000 clips in my head. Thousands of clips. So I have to say, I can't blame any hairdressers or anything like that. Any disasters with my hair, I did it to myself.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who wanted to dye your hair? In the music industry?
Some crazy manager taught you. This was back when I was a teenage sensation, do you know?
Yeah.
When I was dyed my hair red, went to Peter Mark, and I suppose when most people dye their hair, they have a bit of hair on their head, so I had a tight hair. So they put this, whatever it is, the kind of dye or the bleach, and I just instantly went on fire. I couldn't take it.
Peroxide,
bleach would do that to
you. But I mostly would have, like, I used to think I was Craig David years ago, so I used to, you know, because I'm quite
the
a
line.
Hairy man, and so I'd be toughety when I was younger, so I'd just get a pencil and just like draw it in on a mark. It was like Bo Selecta. I was walking into school in sixth year. Fill me in.
I
was like, do you remember Beppe from EastEnders? I had this thing in the middle. I had all this stuff. It was ridiculous. But I thought it was brilliant.
I'm here laughing at you, and I tried to dye my own pubes when I was an easy. So, do you know what I mean? Can I say that? Doesn't take.
That's weird.
Yeah, it doesn't take because
it's a different type of hair.
It's a different type of hair, yeah.
Has anybody tried to dye their own pubes? 51552. Anybody else?
Yeah,
Ireland?
Get in touch.
Get in touch. Now, we spoke about Dame Sheila Hancock's gratitude to the people who were scouring the streets of London looking for her most treasured possession, a sentimental gold chain on 4 bleeding wedding rings that belonged to each of her parents and her 2 marriages, right? You know, putting everything, that's all your eggs in the one basket. I mean, if you lose that, you're screwed, aren't you? Have you ever lost anything that was important to you, Emma? Is this a thing that you do, or are you very careful?
No, I do. I'd be like losing the keys, losing the phone. I'd be that. I don't. I mean,
you lose your phone a lot, do you?
lose my phone, but I got this, my fella got me this thing. It's an app, Tile, so that if you can find your phone, you have a thing on your keys that you can kind of ring it. And so that has been a game changer. But when I was a young one, I was constantly losing handbags and the whole shebang. But what I used to do was, like, one night in particular, I went out and I had everything in the bag. I had a load of cash, I had my passport, I had the phone, I had the car keys, the whole thing. And I went outside of the palace, as it was back in the day, and sure, I was having chats, eating chips. And I left, I forgot the handbag, and I left it on the ground. But I didn't want to admit that it was completely my fault. So I did the whole fake thing of ringing up the club, asking them, could I check the cameras, talking to people, should I ring the guards? The bag was never robbed.
You just left it outside the chipper.
I just left it outside. Just kind of just ferried home, do you know what I mean? After a great night out. So anything that I've lost along the years, it's been 100% my own fault.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. You lost a suit, is that right?
I bought a suit, an actual suit that fit me for a change a few years ago. And I got it on, I was in Louis Coughlin, bought this suit, and I left it on the Lewis. Like, I don't have the attention spanner, so I don't know what it was. It was
You're probably only on the Lewis for about 10 minutes.
That's it. And like 600 quid. Like, I particularly jackets I lose. I say Chris will still have about 4 of my jackets. Do you know when you ring up the next day and there's a load of jackets in a bin line and you're like, oh, don't you actually know? And the smell of drink.
Shame.
Yeah. And you're like, me again. Hey, you know, but yeah.
But you can you can choose a new jacket for yourself when you hit the last and found.
Well, you could, yeah, the smell of them, though. Do you know when you open them? Yeah, anyway.
I forgot about that. There's nothing worse than that kind of. It's akin to the walk of shame.
Going into
a nightclub and going, have you got
me? You're still hung over, you know, but you could be in love, though. Like, so you have to choose, you know.
It's your first time seeing the place in daylight.
Oh, this Jesus, yeah. Well, it's different, isn't it? Yeah, the magic is gone.
It's completely gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, listen to this, because the fear of flying, it's called aviophobia. On Wednesday, we learned that a lot of people have it, okay? But it got us talking about phobias and people's weird fears. We had a woman who was afraid of a banana.
Jikes. Okay.
Bananas, do it for her. What else do we have? Cotton wool, sponges. Graham's sister is actually afraid of sponges, so he used to just leave them around the house. I don't know, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
The texture,
some really,
maybe?
Really weird phobias. Do you have any? I have spiders would be one for me, but I don't have a fear of heights or any of that. I think I'm okay. What about yourself?
I don't mind flying. I don't mind heights. I do a bungee jump. I do any of that. My only fear is nicotine withdrawals. So if I go on a flight, that's when it gets panicky for me. I am a vapor. It's my only bad habit. So when I'm going through and I have all my liquids, I'm not worried about my foundation. I'm worried about my vape. I've got my vape juice. I'm not going to incriminate myself, but I always think in these situations, for forgiveness, not for permission.
Okay.
But that's my only fear. This is the longest I won't be vaping. I'm just sitting here.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Bad. So that's my only
thing.
This is
why you shouldn't take up smoking, kids.
Seriously. don't.
You're a disgrace.
But I do have the Nicorette gum and that kind of thing as well. But then you forget and you're doing both at the same time.
Oh my God, what's the longest flight you've done that you've been kind of panicky? Would Spain send you over the edge?
Do you know what? The flight itself wouldn't be too bad. It's when you get off the flight and you can see windows then, and you're on ground level.
But you could be a half hour before you're out at the terminal.
Yeah, and you've Bridie in front of you going, oh, I don't know where that is. Get out of my way! It's them. Well, I'm a very rational person, apparently.
Isn't that mad? Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, the dark places you can go in your head, you know, when you want to get out of a situation.
Yeah.
How do you react now? You're not great with heights, it says here.
I'm not great with heights, but even more than that would be sitting in the middle of an aisle. Like, if I'm in the cinema and if I know it's free seating or at a concert, I lose the plot. I'd go early and make sure I'm at an aisle. I was at some film there the weekend, Elemental there, Disney film, and I had to sit at the aisle. I just, for some reason, I can't sit in the middle of people.
I don't understand
that's a little
that.
Bit claustrophobic,
yeah, and even in a lift, if I'm at the back of the lift and people don't get out, I'm like, get the fuck out of the lift quick, you know. Just so that would be a big one for me. That would be a big one.
Okay.
Just around, yeah.
Okay. So, but you've no, you don't have a fear of bananas. Bananas.
No,
are good.
No.
Okay. You're normal then.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
completely
yeah.
fine.
Yeah. Bananas are good.
Yesterday we mentioned that Bridget Jones' legacy was being criticised by modern sensibilities on strong female role models. Okay, but Tanya Sweeney, fair play to her, defended the character. You know, because people are saying, oh, she's a bit of a spinster and she's outdated and all this kind of stuff. But Tanya Sweeney defended the character in her independent article, saying that she paved the way for today's confident, modern, single women. You know, she was the first kind of icon for single women. You know, yeah, sometimes, you know, we drink a bottle of Chardonnay to ourselves. Sometimes we do.
Sometimes,
you know,
yeah.
we are flawed and we're always trying to improve our lives and all that kind of stuff. But do you have a fictional character that you see as a role model?
Growing up, it was Rico Tubbs from Miami Vice.
Who's that now?
He's Don Johnson and the other guy. Yeah, so that was me. I love the suits. I wanted that suit for my confirmation.
You mentioned
and I live
suits
by
twice
it.
Now. Do you have a thing for suits?
Yeah,
you like a well-dressed man.
Yeah,
okay, so it was it their lifestyle?
Yeah, just fighting crime and all in the white
and
Ferrari. And, you know, I grew up in Walkinstown. You know, it was white ladders and the like, you know, flying around the place. But I just felt like fighting crime and the 80s soundtrack, even though it was the 90s, because it took so long for 80s programmes to get onto Irish TV.
True.
It was bloody the 90s. So I was living the 80s culture in the 90s. And, you know, must have been strange. But, yeah, him, you know...
I totally get that because I remember watching The Monkees as a kid and I fancied Davy Jones and then I saw what he looked like at the time. I was like, oh, hang on a second.
Pure ale, lad.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Sticking with fictional characters, I'm just going to throw this at you because this only happened today, right?
Okay.
We were talking about, it's International Chocolate Day. Okay, so
handy.
You can eat what you want today, as much chocolate as you want.
And?
But then, weirdly, we came onto the subject that Graham fancies the caramel bunny.
Okay.
The caramel.
Oh yeah, the caramel bunny.
See,
remember
Luke,
that?
See?
Oh yes.
Who is the English actress?
Hang on. You have your headphones on there, do you?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. This is the Cadbury's caramel bunny.
Well, good morning, Postie.
Well, good morning, Postie. Remember her?
Brings it all back.
Yes.
Brings
with
it all back.
The big bow and the big eyelashes.
Yes.
People are like, Miriam Margolis was the British one. A lot of people started texting in about, you know, Marge Simpson with her hair down. You know, does it for me, some lad said. Somebody said the witch from Candy Crush is hot. Wilma Flintstone was a hun bun. Jen Corpse Bride, so hot. I said Optimus Prime, but a one night stand would probably go for Megatron.
Does he turn into a gun?
What is wrong with
no, he's a...
Somebody texted about Buzz Lightyear.
Okay.
Because he's chiseled and small waist.
Yeah.
And then somebody went a step further and said, what about in one of the movies when he malfunctions and can only speak in Spanish? And I have a clip here. And the Spanish Buzz did it for a lot of people.
Okay. Amigo or enemigo?
Amigos. We're all amigos.
Me debo de haber estrellado y se me ha borrado la memoria.
Would that do it for you, Emma?
Look, let's just... Settle down here now. Buzz is completely smooth.
Yeah.
There's a massive flaw with all these characters.
Okay.
There's no genitalia there. Like, can we just address that?
Listen, it got weirder. It got weirder. Another Marge Simpson. He-Man. Would you ever, speaking of
80s.
What about She-Ra? Would she have done
She-Ra and what was the female singer in Roger Rabbit?
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit.
Okay, Jessica. Well, that was designed. That's too obvious. I'm sorry, that's too obvious.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody texted and said, Jen, I'm very disappointed with all the women of this nation. No one mentioned the Duracell bunny. He keeps going forever. Thanks, Jacko, for that gag. Peter Parker, voiced by Jake Johnson from Spider-Man. Weird. I don't
know.
This is one of the weirdest ones. The antelope voiced by Shakira in Zootropolis. Oh, someone said.
I mean, Spider-Man, no. By the time he get his costume off, I'd be asleep. Like, it's just. I have to be practical on these things now.
Well, there we go. You have a think about that over the weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, you know, even a Toy Story character, you know,
Bo Peep, Jesse.
Really?
Yeah.
She
with the ropes
a bit mad.
And all. Yeah, no, not
with
good.
The
yeah,
ropes,
yeah,
no.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stop this conversation before I get you.
She started it. You said.
Thank you so much for being my friends today. And as always, because we're best friends, aren't we?
Yeah.
Best friends.
Besties.
Best friends.
Besties.
Yeah, the three of us. Particularly on Friday.
The three of us, yeah.
What's happening, Emma? What's going on with you?
I am doing Vicar Street in September.
Are you? Wow.
Yes, I'm doing Waterford Theatre Royal. I'm going to be in Limerick as well. I'm at Otherside tomorrow. If anyone's there, come say hello. So yeah, doing a few bits and bobs.
Keep going, Yeah. And where can people find out more?
EmmaDoranComedy.com.
Lovely. Yeah. Luke, I saw you recently hanging out with Miguel D. Higgins.
I was, yeah. That's the seventh year. He must have a thing for me. He likes the music. And we sing along. He sings with me on the stage and everything. So it's brilliant. So I'm in the Spiegel tent in October. So it's just announced tickets today.
Deadly.
And I'm working on a Eurovision song with the Gardner, the Gardner Brothers. So a brown caramel Irish guy with the internationally Irish dancing sensations doing a trad song.
Genius.
Written written by the singer of the High King. So there's an exclusive there. So.
I am all over that. Yeah. I'm jumping on that bandwagon.
I'm serious. And those guys are amazing.
Should've
the Gardner Brothers.
Ago.
Yeah.
I tried. Well, you're amazing.
This year's the year though.
This year's the year.
Nothing to lose.
Oh my God. Listen, you should.
I'm going for it.
You'll get a suit out of it.
I'll get
it.
Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.